We must educate. We must educate, or we must perish by our own prosperity. If we do not, short will be our race from the cradle to the grave. If in our haste to be rich and mighty we outrun our literary and religious institutions, they will never overtake us, or only come up after the battle of liberty is fought and lost, as spoils to grace the victory, and as resources of inexorable despotism for the perpetuity of our bondage. But what will become of the West if her prosperity rushes up to such a majesty of power, while those great institutions linger, which are necessary to form the mind and the conscience and the heart of the vast world? It must not be permitted. And yet what is done must be done quickly, for population will not wait, and commerce will not cast anchor, and manufactures will not shut off the steam nor shut down the gate, and agriculture, pushed by millions of freemen on their fertile soil, will not withhold her corrupting abundance. And let no man at the East quiet himself and dream of liberty, whatever may become of the West. Our alliance of blood and political institutions and common interests is such that we cannot stand aloof in the hour of her calamity, should it ever come.